Hello? Oh, hi, Kelly. Yes, I did call. I was hoping you'd call back. I have so much to tell you. I have to be careful, though. Roger is in the other room watching a ball game, and I don't want him to know I'm telling you all this. You remember I told you we were going to that swingers party last Saturday, right? Yeah. We had a great time, and I wanted to tell you about it because you wouldn't believe what all happened. No, actually, we didn't swap with another couple like we thought would happen. Actually, it might have happened, except that apparently I was the hit of the party. Well, perhaps I should start from the beginning. Yeah. I guess it was meant to happen the way it did because the couple whose house we were usually at has a couple of regular guys they invite because they are so, shall I say, very well endowed. And they apparently do so in case the single women want to have a really good time. Oh, I know, Kelly. I thought that was the plan all along. I'm not so sure Roger was into a couple swap kind of thing, although I know he'd have wanted that, but it seemed as if he was prepared for what happened. He says he wasn't, but I'm not so sure. Well, it really started the minute we got to the front door, and this really young Hispanic kid, and I do mean young, answered the door, along with the women of the couple whose house it was at. I mean it, Kelly. He couldn't have been more than 21 or 22 years old. He barely had any stubble on his face. Oh, I don't know. He was probably only 5'6" or so, a little shorter than me for sure. And cute. Oh my God, and built. He only had on his swimsuit, if you can call it that. It was more like a pair of Speedos or something, you know, lycra or spandex or something. And you should have seen what a buff body he had. Talk about a six pack. But you would have been in awe at what he had underneath his Speedo. I kid you not, Kelly. It looked as if he was packing a flashlight in his shorts. Oh my God. My eyes were almost certainly fixated on his crotch, and I couldn't believe I was practically staring at his crotch the way I was. Roger must have noticed because after the party that he knew the night was going to progress. Anyway, I must have managed to avert my gaze long enough to meet the lady of the house, and then we went inside. We did the meet your acquaintance thing with several people, but my mind was on this boy, and I kept looking around the living room to see where he had gone. Oh, sure, there were several couples, and I think some younger single women, too. I wasn't sure, but it seemed there were more women than men. As I understand it now, they were actually neighbors of the couple and came to many of their parties just to see and be seen, I guess. I never saw them taking part in anything, although, as it happened, I probably was in no position to notice. Well, we went into the kitchen and met a few other people, couples, and then we were invited to go outside to the hot tub. No, Kelly, not everyone was naked. But I would say most everyone was. It wasn't apparent until we got into the tub ourselves. Oh, the hot tub. It was pretty huge, actually. I would imagine there were 20 people sitting in it. Anyway, there were a couple of obvious spots to get in, and as it would happen, one was next to the very boy I just told you about. I didn't want it to seem obvious, so I waited for Roger to get in first. And as luck would have it, he got in next to a woman on one side of the hot tub across from this boy. So I got in next to him. Yes, we were naked, Kelly. We had gone to the bathroom first to get undressed, and they had towels to wear out to the tub. Anyway, I got in next to this boy and began talking to him while Roger was busy carrying on a conversation with the couple next to him across from me. The boy's name? Joey, I think. Oh my God, can you believe it? I am not even sure if that was his name. Aren't I terrible, Kelly? I can't even be sure what his name was. How awful, huh? Oh, we just sort of introduced ourselves and chatted about what brought Roger and I to a swingers party. Nothing too interesting, I guess, but then, oh my God, Kelly, the next thing I knew, I felt Joey's hand on my thigh, and I thought I was going to faint. He had these really long fingers, and they were wrapped around my thigh. Oh boy, I can't tell you how turned on I was. I mean, right there, across from my husband. This boy had his hand wrapped around my thigh, not down by my knee, but right up next to my crotch, and I could feel him squeezing my thigh, and I was about to come right then and there. Woo. Oh, so I looked across that hot tub to see if Roger was looking, and he wasn't, so I couldn't help it, Kelly. I reached over to touch Joey's thigh, but my hand landed between his thighs. And oh my God, Kelly, I felt his cock, and it was hard as a rock. It was huge, Kelly. I couldn't help it. I just grabbed it in my hand and started to play with it. Oh my, I'm getting so turned on just thinking about it now and talking about it. It was the most awesome thing I've ever felt in my life. Of course, that was all it took, and he started to move his hand up my thigh and began to massage my clit right there, under the water, right where everyone could have seen. Well, probably not, I suppose, because the water was bubbly and all. But I felt as if anyone could have seen. His cock? Oh boy, I couldn't say for sure, but it must have been at least 8 inches. Oh, you. What are you, some sort of size queen, Kelly? Yes, I sort of wondered myself, but I would get a much better look later. Oh, yes, we did. But let me go back to the hot tub for just a minute. I was like a woman in heat, I guess. I stroked him up and down, and all the time, he was fondling my clit, and we were still talking, as much as I could still carry on a conversation, I guess. And I kept looking over to see if Roger was watching, and suddenly it became obvious he was. I could see his eyes looking down into the hot tub, and then he looked up at me and smiled. Talk about embarrassed. Well, not really, I suppose. I think I kind of looked back at him with a grin, but I was so into jacking off this incredible cock and nearly coming from Joey playing with my clit. I'm not sure. No, I didn't come, at least not that I remember. It was all kind of a blur at that point, but it wasn't long before Joey asked me if I wanted to go indoors, and I immediately said sure. As if I could have said no. So we got up out of the tub, and when we did, I got my first good look at Joey's cock. And oh my God, Kelly. It was at least 8, if not 9 inches long, and thick. Oh my God. It was a sunny evening, and his cock was so hard and covered with water that it glistened in the sunlight. I'd never seen anything so beautiful, and I could hardly keep my balance as I grabbed my towel and wrapped it around me. Yeah, everyone, it seemed, was watching as we got out of the tub, and I'm sure they all knew what was about to happen. I don't remember if I said anything to Roger, but as Joey and I headed towards the house, I noticed Roger wink at me. That even made me more turned on. So, yeah, we kind of dried off at the sliding glass door, sort of. Drip, drip, drip. It was so funny, now that I think about it. And then he grabbed my hand and led me through the living room, right in front of everyone in there, and back to what they called the viewing room. Well, it was a small room, but one wall was divided by two, like, office dividers, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's it, and in between each divider was a mattress on the floor. Across from these spaces was a couch, I guess like the viewing area, with an end table and an ashtray, I suppose, so people could sit on the couch, smoke a cigarette, and watch the show, as it were. No, actually, we didn't make it to one of the spaces before Joey dropped his towel, and oh my God, his cock was so erect and hard. I just dropped to my knees and grabbed his cock and started sucking it. Oh God, I hope Roger never knows just how much of a slut I felt like at that moment. I wanted that hard cock in my mouth so badly at that moment. And I took it in my mouth, and oh my God, Kelly, it was so hard, like a rock, and so big. I got about 2/3 of it in my mouth, and I started sucking like I'd never sucked a dick before. He was shaved all around, and his balls were hanging down. They were actually banging off my chin while I gave him head, and it was just so awesome. Anyway, I just kept sucking him, and pretty soon, he got even harder, and I knew he was going to come in my mouth, but I didn't want to stop. So I put as much of him in my mouth as I could, and he kind of just exploded. I couldn't even swallow, there was so much cum. And it started leaking out from around my lips and dropping on the floor. Oh boy. It was incredible how much he came. I pulled off of him and happened to glance at the couch, and guess what? Roger was sitting there, naked, with the biggest hard-on I ever saw on him, and he was just smiling. I was a little embarrassed, I suppose, and I quickly turned back to Joey's cock. And just as I did, he grabbed me by the hair. Now, it actually didn't hurt at all, that I remember. And he turned me towards one of the spaces, and I knew he wanted me to lay down there. Kelly, it was amazing. He kind of threw me onto one of the mattresses and then lay down in front of me and started eating me right there in front of Roger. No, Roger didn't say anything or do anything at all, just kept watching. So Joey starts eating me out like he'd never had any pussy before. His tongue was incredible, long, strong, and fast. I couldn't believe how hard my clit was, and he was sucking it and licking my pussy back and forth. I must have come a dozen times, and I must have been screaming my head off. I kind of lost track of time, but I don't think it was very long, and I looked down and saw Joey's cock still as hard as could be, and he grabbed my legs, spread them apart, and shoved that big, beautiful cock inside of me. No, not at all. Didn't hurt at all. I was so wet. I'm sure I could have taken most anything. Well, just wait, the story gets better. And bigger, if you know what I mean. Yeah, just wait. But meantime, he's fucking me like crazy. And he grabs me again and turns me over. Yeah, Roger was still there. Wait until I tell you. So he turns me over, and I couldn't help but lift my hips up and let him fuck me doggy style. I know, Kelly, I felt like such a slut, but a happy slut. And he fucked me doggy, then turned me back over and fucked me that way for what seemed like an hour. Hell, I don't know how long, and it was awesome. Then, kind of like a porn movie, he pulls out and comes all over my stomach and tits. He just kept coming and coming, it seemed. No, actually, at this point, Roger had left the room, and in fact, he told me later, he had orgasmed after watching us, without touching himself, he said, and had left to go to the bathroom to clean up. So anyway, we finished up, and yes, because I know you're going to ask, I slurped it all up. Yeah, it was probably the best sex I ever had in my life to that point. But just wait, it gets better. No, the evening had just begun. Well, here's what happened next. So I go to the bathroom and clean up and put a towel around me. Then I go out to the living room. Roger is sitting on the floor on the opposite side of a coffee table, facing these people on the couch, and guess what? Well, you remember we talked one time about how I used to want to fuck a black guy? Yep, there's this black guy sitting there on the couch. I don't know when he got there or if he'd been there the whole time, but Roger's sitting on the floor across the table from him, and they're talking. I walk in, and Roger notices me, and he says something, I don't recall. Then this black guy motions for me to sit down on the couch next to him. His name was Calvin. Turns out he's in his mid-30s and an ex-football player at the University of New Mexico. No surprise, I mean, he's obviously tall and has wide shoulders and muscular as hell. And no doubt, Kelly, just wait until I tell you. So I sit down next to him. He's only got a towel wrapped around his waist, and his chest and abs are really chiseled. I'm already turned on so much, I can hardly stand it. No, now just wait. I'm getting to it. So I sit down next to him, and he puts his hand on my thigh and his fingers. Oh my God. They could wrap around my thigh, and I just melt. I felt as if I let out a sigh that everyone could hear, but no one says anything. So, I guess I didn't. I don't know. Yes, Kelly, I'm just about to say. So Roger introduces us, and Calvin leans over and kisses me, a big kiss, with his tongue in my throat, and like, I can feel his hand grab the towel and pull it down off my tits. My nipples are just hard as a rock, and I can feel my pussy tingling. He grabs my left tit and begins to turn the nipple between his fingers. And oh my God, Kelly, I came right then and there. It was so embarrassing. I know everyone knew. Well, no, Kelly, it wasn't as if I planned it that way. I just, you know, reacted. Yes, well, so Roger is looking at me, and he sort of motions, points really, at Calvin's towel, and motions that I should reach over under it. I don't know what came over me, Kelly, but I took that to mean I should check out Calvin's package. And I was so hot, I reached over under his towel, and oh God, oh Kelly, you've been wondering, I know. Oh my. Bigger than Joyce? Yes, much. His cock was partially erect already, I'm sure. It reached nearly to his knee. As I touched it, I could feel it sort of jerk and get bigger and harder, and I couldn't help but try to put my hand around it, but I couldn't. Oh, Kelly, I would guess it had to be 12 inches. Anyway, I tried to hold it in my hand, and Calvin reached over under my towel and put a finger right inside of me, all the while carrying on a conversation with Roger. I heard him say that Roger should follow us. Then Calvin took his finger out of me and grabbed me by the arm and led me off down the hall. No, Actually, he took me all the way down the hall to the group room. Yes, just as you would expect, there were 6 or 8 people in there, and the room was half covered by mattresses, and everyone was sitting on the mattresses. There was a little making out going on, but nothing heavy. But when we came in, everyone just sort of got quiet and started watching us. There were these 2 plush chairs, and when Roger followed in, Calvin told him to sit in one of them and said, "You're going to want to have a good view of this." Oh, I kind of knew what he meant. But yeah, it did sound as if he was instructing Roger to sit and watch. After Roger sat down, I heard one of the girls in the room say, "Fuck her good, Calvin. Fuck her really good." Oh, God, I know, Kelly. I was half scared and half so excited. I could hardly breathe. No, Roger just sat there and said nothing. I could see him move his towel aside and begin to play with himself, though. It really was kind of a turn-on to see him sitting there, getting ready to watch me and Calvin. Everyone else just kind of sat there and all the action stopped. It was kind of weird. Well, so let me tell you what happened next. Damn, Kelly, calm down. I know you're anxious to hear this. In fact, I'm getting wet just thinking about this again. Well, so Roger's sitting in this chair, and Calvin and I are standing pretty much right in front of him. Calvin grabs me with one arm and pulls me up against him. Yes, I could feel his cock up against me. Would you just let me tell this, Kelly? So he pulls me up against him and begins to kiss me. His tongue. Oh my God, Kelly. His tongue was halfway down my throat, and I'm just melting at this point. Then with his other hand, he reaches down and pulls his towel away, and I hear Roger sort of gasp. Calvin then reaches up between us and pulls my towel away, and now I can feel his cock. Still not really hard, on my thigh, and I can tell it's huge. All the while, he's still kissing me, and when he finally pulls his tongue out of my mouth, I swallowed. And I mean, my mouth was just full of our saliva, I guess, and I kind of choked on it. No, not so much that it was obvious, but I sure felt it. Anyway, he begins to kiss me again, and his free hand reaches up and grabs my breast, and he starts rolling my nipple around in between his fingers. Oh, Kelly, his hands were so big and strong, it was awesome. We kiss for a long time, and I'm so wet, I can hardly stand it. Then he takes his hand and reaches down until I feel his fingers up inside me, just like that. The way he grabbed my crotch, his fingers immediately were on my G-spot, and I came right then and there. Oh God, Kelly, my knees buckled, and Calvin had to reach around with both arms to hold me up. Talk about embarrassing, but talk about exciting. At this point, I just allowed Calvin to hold me up for a minute, and then he began to lower me to the ground. As I neared the ground, I sort of instinctively kneeled there. And oh my, Kelly, his cock was now rock hard and right in my face. It was gigantic, Kelly. I'm sure it was at least 10 inches long and about as big around as my forearm. For a split second, I thought, oh shit, how am I going to take this magnificent thing inside of me? Of course, I was so wet, it wasn't going to be a problem. But of course, what I wanted right away was just to touch him. So I grabbed him with both hands, and his cock twitched and seemed to grow even more hard. It was amazing. Naturally, you would ask that, Kelly. He was all shaved, and his balls hung halfway down to his knees. They seemed about the size of golf balls, Kelly. And I had this immediate thought that he would probably come so hard, and he'd be so full of cum, that I'd drown if I tried to swallow it. Well, sure, Kelly. I tried to put my mouth around just the head of his cock, and it filled my mouth. It was such an incredible feeling. I think I managed to get about half his cock in my mouth at the most, and all the time I'm sucking on his dick. It's just twitching up and down, and I can hardly keep it in my mouth. He was moaning, and I grabbed his balls, and I could tell I must have been doing something right because I knew he was about to explode. I didn't want to, at least then, have him come, just in case it would make it so he couldn't get hard enough to fuck me really well, so I pulled off of him. But he grabbed my head and shoved his cock back into my mouth, and I knew he was coming. My God, Kelly, he literally exploded in my mouth, and it was like I had thought. I couldn't keep all of his cum in my mouth, and I swallowed once, but it just kept coming out and spilled over all over the floor. Roger? Well, I wasn't paying any attention to him at this point, or anyone else in that room for that matter, but I did hear him say something. Calvin was moaning pretty loudly, and I was feeling pretty proud of myself at this point. But again, I thought, gee, I hope he can get hard again in a little while and fuck me. But just then he reaches down and lifts me up off the floor, then pulls me up close again and kisses me really deeply for a minute or so. Then before I know it, he's reaching back around me, under my butt, and pulls me up off the floor and lifts me up completely so that my legs instinctively wrap around his waist. And Kelly, it was amazing. He lowers me back down a little bit, and I feel the head of his cock on my pussy, and I can tell he's still as hard as he was just a few minutes ago. I grab around his neck and sort of relax backward, and this huge, incredible cock is now pushing up inside me, and I scream out loud as he pushes up, and his cock is all the way inside me. Talk about amazing! Yeah? At this point, I'm pretty much oblivious to everything else, but I'm certain everyone else in the room was into it. So he starts to lift me up and down on his cock, and before you know it, I'm coming and coming and beginning to squirt all over him. It was the most amazing thing I've ever felt, Kelly. While I did try to look over a few times and could see that Roger was masturbating, I think he was pretty much transfixed on us, and I don't think he cared if anyone else noticed that he was playing with himself. Well, Calvin must have had quite the workout, I suppose, holding me by the waist and lifting me up and down on him. But I couldn't really say if he was tiring. He didn't seem to be. After what seemed like a long time, he finally lifted me up off of him and lowered me onto the floor. I laid back on my back, and he knelt down over me and entered me again. He must have fucked me in this position for nearly half an hour. Sometimes fast and furious, and then he'd slow down and move in and out of me more slowly as he'd get on his knees and lift my butt forward and back. God, I must have come a dozen times. And each time I was squirting all over the place. Pretty soon he pulled out and grabbed me by the arms, pulling me forward and then turning me over. I knew he wanted to fuck me doggy, and I got on my hands and knees and lifted my ass up to him. When he entered me this way, I screamed. It felt so awesome. No, he didn't fuck me in the ass, thank God. I'm not sure I'd have done that in front of everyone. But I do want to try it with him sometime. So, you think that's bad, Kelly? Oh, God. I don't know. He must have fucked me doggy for another half hour or so. I would have thought I'd be getting sore, but I was so wet, it never really bothered me. I was coming over and over again and so wet. Finally, I heard him begin to moan really loud again, and he exploded inside of me. God, Kelly, he must have come for a full minute or so, and I could feel his cock twitch each time he shot inside of me, and I could feel his cum leaking out over all my thighs, dripping onto the floor. He must have ejaculated a gallon. Well, he finally thrust a few more times and then pulled out. I turned around to look at him, and his cock was right in my face. So I sucked out every last drop I could and licked him clean. Finally, he started to get soft. I got up on my knees, and he held me for a minute or so, until we both started to catch our breath. We were right next to the chair Roger was sitting in, and I looked over to see Roger grinning at me, and I leaned over and kissed him. He said, "That was awesome, babe." Oh, yeah. You know, the thing is, I love Roger to death, but there is nothing quite as hot as a big black cock. I'm hooked. I mean, I don't think I'll ever be able to be satisfied by anything else, you know? You know, I don't know for sure, Kelly, but I think he enjoyed it as much as I did. I mean, he did say he'd have no problem with my inviting Calvin over for an evening. Oh, I'd imagine it wouldn't be a problem. If you think you could get away from hubby for an evening, I'll set it up. I don't imagine Roger would mind watching a threesome with you, I, and Calvin. He always thought you were hot, and I'm sure he'd love to watch us gang up on Calvin for a night. Would you be into that? I mean, if you can get away from home for a night, I'd love to share that big, beautiful black cock with you. That would be so awesome. Uh-oh. I think I just heard a click on the phone. I think Roger might have been listening. Damn. Oh, well. He'll probably be so turned on and be playing with himself. I think I'll go find out if he is. Yeah. Talk to you later. We'll have to do this.